All right, I'm with Coach Brian Page of the Meadowbrook Mustangs. I love that alliteration, by the way. Tough night tonight and a tough struggling year as well, but you had a lot of young players, lots of guys playing significant minutes. What are you hoping to learn, especially heading into this offseason?
Well, with so many guys being pushed to the front, I want to say before their time, but really before they should have been, they gained a lot of experience. So next year we'll lose the deer in headlights. Next year we'll lose all the fear and the jitters because they've been there before. We lost a lot last year with two seniors who were the rock of our team. We lost Coy Sizemore to IMG. And right before the season, we lost my son BJ Page to an ACL. So we lost a lot at once, and it happens. But if we want sunshine, we're going to have rain sometimes. And that's how we grow. So going into the offseason, I'm looking for these guys to improve, get stronger, get more courage, you know, advance their skills, and take what they've learned from this season, the highs and the lows, and use that to drive them through the season. There should be no problem getting to a workout. There should be no problem going hard for every rep because you've been there before on the losing side. So now you want to see what winning looks like.
Yeah, Coach, and I can tell you really care about this group of players. You really care about this game, man. And you love drilling into those players, what the culture that you're trying to build. And like you said, it's a grind. Sometimes it has to rain before the sunshine comes. So implementing your culture with these young kids, trying to get them to buy in. So what kind of philosophies are you hoping to instill in them now that they're still pretty young but developing into this culture?
The culture has to be everything for his glory. And really believing that. And by that, meaning that every rep, we're not doing it because we feel good about it. We're doing it because we're doing it for his glory, so we're going to give our best, our utmost for his highest. So we're trying to drill into these guys that there's never a good time not to do your best. You know, and your best right now, as you continue to work, may become your normal. And that's how you go higher. Because then you can reach a new high, a new way of doing things. And when everyone thinks this guy really goes hard, that's what he does normally. But you won't get there unless you exhaust everything you have right now. And being a family, playing for the man next to you. Every shot you take is not your shot, it's our shot. You're just taking it on our behalf. We play defense, I'm not guarding just my man, I'm guarding the ball, and I'm helping my brother guard the ball. Just a sense of unity. And once we have that, we're going to be hard to beat. We're going to be hard to beat. It just takes time. You know, everybody loves a mountaintop, but nobody want to go through the valley. So we're going to have to do it. So that's what we're trying to drill into them. And they're going to get it. They're on their way. A lot of good experience this year. You know, some may see it as bad, but I see it as necessary. You know, you're not going to have a championship team if you don't have guys that have been through something. And they'll learn from it.
Thanks, Coach. Tremendous words of wisdom. I appreciate your time, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.